Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Jennifer, what do we got for Rats Off the Ship today?
Okay. That was quick. Well, first we have Jason Kelce getting hired for a Monday night countdown.
I'm not rats off a ship. Not surprising. I mean, I figured if he was going to get a... out of the football game, he was going to get scooped up as a media personality. Apparently he's replacing RG3 off of Monday Night Countdown. But if I was really somebody looking over my shoulder, it'd be Jeff Saturday. Better watch out, dude. Only room for one center.
Never getting rid of Jeff Saturday.
Watch out, Jeff Saturday. What about you, Leroy? What do your rats say?
I'm not rats off a ship. No, I think they'll have fun with it. He's like, for the most part, a good dude.
You know? I do wonder. I know it sounds like he's going to ESPN, but there's only room with one bearded wacky guy on television. So could this spell the end for that bum, Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Isn't he on NFL Network?
Amazon.
Oh,
I wish Bezos would have thrown Kelce the bag. They already have Whitmore as their offensive lineman. What are your rats, JFig?
They're not rats off a ship. I think he'll do great.
All right. Marcos? I mean, enough of this guy, dude.
Jesus.
rats off a ship.
Just wah. Look at me. I think he'll do good, but still rats off a ship. Enough of this guy.
You have the same philosophy for him I have for J.J. Redick. Nothing against him, just enough of him.
Just enough of this guy.
You definitely have something against him.
J.J. Redick?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, another podcast with LeBron. Oh. LeBron, watch out, dude. You want to not... This guy is a mojo torpedo, all right? Duncan Robinson, now Jaime Jaquez, and now LeBron. I mean, you want to... The Lakers fans, be nervous if J.J. Redick, you know, pokes his beak around your business. That's neither here nor there. What's rats off a ship number two, J-Fig?
Well, how would you guys feel about living in an RV for 2 months? Apparently, Jim Harbaugh did this with the Chargers' offensive coordinator, Greg Roman.
What? Wow. I'm rats off a ship.
What?
I RVs, like, no thanks. I don't want to.
You already had pretty bad experiences,
right? I don't want to drive around in an RV.
Wasn't it ever since that vacation?
Oh, God, that was terrible. That wasn't even an RV. That was just a beaten down trailer my wife got. I'm like, hey, could you do me a favor next time? Can we not get our place to stay on Groupon? Airbnb free? Like, enough, dude.
And free.
Jesus. What about your rats, Leroy? But, I mean, not surprising. Jim Harbaugh's a psycho, no. But I'm rats off a ship on an RV.
I'm rats off a ship. It doesn't prove anything.
Rats off a ship. Like,
I mean, I felt bad for Roman, like, being stuck. And, like... Could you imagine being stuck on an RV with, like, Mike McDaniel?
Well, it's even worse because it sounds like Greg Roman got to live at his house, but Jim Harbaugh is knocking on his door every morning. Come on, Greg. Early bird gets the worm.
He is a very intense dude. He's always been that way.
Greg, you can't fly with the Eagles if you go with the Owls.
The problem. You think it's a bit? He is like that for real. That is who he is.
I mean, it looks very much like he is.
Right.
JFig?
So I'm not rats off a ship living in an RV for 2 months. I think it'll be pretty fun. Kind of goes with my personality. But with somebody else, Nah.
Oh, you can always crop them out of the picture and say you went alone.
Ha!
Point for Leroy.
I don't like that.
Yikes.
Wow.
What do you say, Marcos?
Too long. What am I, John Madden?
2 months is a long time out here, dude. Like a prison on wheels.
You know why John Madden has had that RV, right?
Fear flying.
He didn't fly.
Yeah.
By the way, oh no.
Oh no.
John Birdie got traded.
Oh, hey, hold on.
Really?
Close.
Yeah, I mean, I know we usually use that for death, but I mean, it's the end
I think
of
you
career.
Should stick for... Don't do that.
He's well, dead.
Wasn't he supposed to be... Well, I guess when they brought Anderson in, right? Yep. But remember, when we talked to Tommy, he said, like, no, you want to keep Birdie. You want him to be that all-around guy.
Not anymore. Apparently they don't.
All right.
We'll talk more about it tomorrow. We'll be at Marlins opening day. Looking forward to that. JPEG, what's number three?
Draymond Green's.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Antics.
Oh. Huh.
Can you show
like the visual?
Yeah, I want to show people what he did last night to poor Patty Mills.
Sure.
I mean, what is that?
What is this?
What are you doing? I'm pretty sure they just outlawed that in the NFL.
Yeah, he's grabbing his throat, dude.
It looks so artistic in the worst way.
Somebody looked like he told Patty, go limp.
He's got me, mate. He's got me.
That is not a good day.
And that wasn't a penalty.
It's like handsome Squidward.
That wasn't a foul.
You think do you think that Patty Mills yelled, crikey, after that?
No.
I do think that. I was rough.
Let one slip out like, oh, Danny Green.
Like Danny Green, potty mouth teammate.
Yeah.
And our Odyssey NBA insider. Mm,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. What are your rats with Draymond Green's antics, Leroy? Because they couldn't be more swimming for me.
Like, as soon as you said Draymond Green, I didn't hear the rest. I was
rats off a ship.
We're all rats off a ship there.
Yep. Yep. Yep, that's a rat sweep if I've ever heard of one. Crazy.
Unless Marcos wants to disagree.
Nah. Rats off a ship. Draymond Green, this guy's a WWE wrestler. It's crazy.
Rats off a ship.
Gets away with everything.
Does he? Really does. Because you know, it's like he's at such the line right now where because of who he is, it's like he's like, it's got to be heinous for them to kick me out. Yeah. And he just pushes the buttons. Mm. You know, he should be on thin ice.
Every button.
Wait, like, why is Draymond reacting like he's getting choked?
Right? Is Draymond's
Is that you? Because I'm looking at it like he's the Rock delivering the rock bottom to him.
Yeah. And with the other hand, he's giving it, raising up and saying, can you smell?
Is that your jabroni Aussie? See you down under. Okay. Boom.
Oi, oi, oi.
Man, give us one more, JFig, for rats off a ship.
Sure. Dak Prescott not getting an extension offer from the Cowboys.
Ooh. Hmm.
I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
Jerry is playing a dangerous game here.
Oh.
But I would say this. If he's letting it get to this point after seeing how many players have been lost because you didn't re-sign them and then you couldn't afford them the following year and you got nothing in return, right? Then I would say, all right, you never wanted him. So maybe this is exactly what Jerry wants.
Also not the first contract drama they've ever had with him before.
They have one every time.
Yeah, so... I'm not rats off a ship on it. I'm kind of he's been around a while. Like if Jerry Jones wants to spin the wheels on a new QB, I'm fine with it.
I mean, okay, what's available?
right, maybe he wants to go get somebody new, baby.
Because in all these other situations, he had a quarterback in waiting. So he had Tony Romo. He had Dak Prescott. So there's not another guy.
That's fair.
There's not another guy. And usually, I mean,
ooh, maybe drama hits and they trade up in the draft.
As good as a businessman as he is, I'm having a hard time believing that you would put yourself out there to not have a quarterback and not get nothing in return. I can't even fathom it.
What about you, Jay Fig?
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Frog boy.
Rats are swimming, dude.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Everybody wants to see Dak get his money from the Cowboys, apparently. All right, everybody. We will be out tomorrow at Marlins opening day. That is the start of the baseball season.
If there's no trains.
If there's no...
I'm sorry. Was that to me?
You're the closest. You're the closest.
Technically. And also, I was there first last year. Because
you're the closest.
Yeah. I mean, one guy is coming from three counties away. But, you know, no worries. Although Glenn told me I wasn't allowed to go. He said, sorry, after the shenanigans that I pulled yesterday, that I must stay away from all professional teams.
When you say shenanigans, you mean ruining the Heat?
I didn't ruin the Heat, dude. 28 you points.
Ruined
bunch
them.
Bunch of simpletons.
You ruined them, dude.
Ooh, look at the 28 points.
And that's exactly why you won't be there tomorrow.
You know, you whatever, see what you did? Dude. Next time.
Before we go, can I hear Michael Beasley lose to the English language again?
Oh, my God, did he? Yes, indeed.
It's blasphemous, damn.
I mean, this guy, he's such a rascal. Who loses to the English language like that, you know?
You?
I mean, are like, we all of us? At one point?
Well, I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, you know, I've heard a couple flubs.
I'm a professional. I would never do such a thing.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Yeah, never, dude. All
right. Yeah, I bet. Not even maybe on a Heat broadcast once or twice, potentially, with your boy Tommy Tighe in the area. You don't maybe remember.
And he found other ways to contribute, even if it was getting into transition. Excuse me, easy for me to say. Get out there and get some.
You were closer to saying turducken than you were to saying trans.
Come on, is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
It's transition. Transition.
Let me search it to find out how hard I can.
All right, you get your revenge, Froggy. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
And he found other ways to contribute, even if it was getting into transition. Excuse me, easy for me to say. Get out there and get some.
It's blasphemous.
Words means words.
I see y'all when I see y'all.